Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DJ SNK Moex. Back.
Welcome back, Dave.
Thank
Dad's
you.
Back. Fun's over.
Am I dad? Is that who I am?
I don't think so.
I think I'm the sexy uncle.
Probably.
Probably,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, whatever you want.
So, Rach is out. I was just texting with her. She's having a great time with her family. They're down in Branson. And I just got back from Colorado. I can't believe I don't live there. I'm really struggling with why I am even here. And then I walk in, Sue. Hi, Sue.
Hi.
And there's a little, someone's left a little thing on my desk.
Aww.
And it says, dare to live the life you have dreamed for yourself. Go forward and make your dreams come true. And I'm like, oh, there you go.
So today's his last show.
Well, yeah.
He's moving tomorrow.
Yeah.
What was it, Dave? The mountains? What gets you?
Yeah. I mean, anyone who's ever been out there gets
it. It's gorgeous.
It's just so, it's a different energy.
Yeah, it is.
It's just so laid back and so much slower. And you're always looking at something beautiful.
Yeah, that's
you know?
True.
I mean, it's people who live, I mean, I lived in Alaska, you know, for a while when I was a lawyer. And it's very similar. And, you know, Hawaii, I'm sure. But, like, you're never not looking at something gorgeous.
What was the highlight?
Whitewater rafting. We went whitewater rafting on Saturday, and I had been when I was 25, when I was in Europe with my buddies. We took the bar exam, had no idea if we passed or not. We all went to Europe, and they had money. I took out a student loan. Mm-hmm. I'm the only person, I guarantee you this is true, I'm the only person who won. Took out a student loan the last day of class for $5,000 to go to Europe.
Yeah.
Which I can't believe they let you do, by the way.
Oh, they loved me. I took out so many student loans. They knew me so well. I'm also the only person who ever took out a student loan to pay for a wig. That also happened.
My Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, that's quite
How much was that loan?
It's a couple, $3,000. Yeah.
That's
yeah, old
ago.
Hans wasn't giving it away. And when I went whitewater rafting, I was 25. So I remember it, but it's like, you know, whatever. Yeah. But it is the famous Nick Glover dumbest thing he ever said when he asked me when he was about 16, what was the best day of your life other than having kids? And I said, one day in Interlaken, we rode horses up a mountain. We whitewater rafted down. And he goes, well, how big was the boat? I'm like, you know, it's like big enough for us. He goes, well, where did the horses ride?
Oh,
that's
poor
cute.
Nick. That's kind of cute.
Just picturing horses with those little helmets on.
With
forward
a paddle.
Forward two!
Dave, do they rate these things like one
yes.
to four? Okay, which one did you do?
They go, so one, I know all about this now.
Okay.
One is completely flat water, no movement,
no white.
No boulders, no stones at all.
Okay. Oh,
it's
okay.
Like river to pear. Two is white water that you can see from a plane.
Okay.
Or boulders. And it goes up to six, but that's it. And we did 3+, nipping at 4s because the water was especially high, higher than they expected. But, I mean, it was, there were 10 3+'s along the 15-mile route. So most of it was just very placid. Okay. You could do it in a canoe.
Another dumb question. Are
yes.
you strapped in?
No.
No. So there's no seatbelt or anything tying you
to
the
thing?
No,
it's a big inflatable rubber deal, and you kind of wedge your foot in, and then you sit on the side.
Oh, wow.
So you're ass out there. And then when you hit one of the rapids, they're about 200 yards long, and it's 200 yards of woo. I mean, like, you are, you know, I'll post some pictures. Just like white water in your face, and it's really
this.
Thrilling, and you're screaming and everything. But it's over at a couple hundred yards. Steve, my boss, has done sixes. So,
whoa.
Yeah, that's like no kidding around.
Do the paddles you use do anything?
Yeah, No, it's a big deal, because the first couple of miles on this one, we did the Brown Gorge, you're working as a team. There are six of you, and three on each side, obviously. And it's like, okay, one forward, two back. And so
they shout it out, you're supposed to do.
Yeah,
how would I know what to do?
It's like no kidding around. But we were with this family, and they're nice. But, like, I love my kids.
Sure.
I don't like yours. I'm not here. If I wanted to be with a bunch of kids for 10 hours, I'd go to Chuck E. Cheese and get arrested. And so it was like...
It's like eating dinner at that
it is.
Benihana
like a
place.
A 9-year-old little girl and a 7-year-old little boy, and they never stopped with questions.
Oh, yeah.
And I met my Bizarro World twin, the guy that was the head of all of the rafting guides, was my age, bald, goatee. It's like if I had gone a different direction in life. He'd been on that river for 33 years.
What?
It's all he's done. His entire adult life is whitewater rafting guide. And he seemed so happy. He just seemed like so incredibly happy.
Zen.
Yeah.
Okay. Is a boulder scarier than the whitewater? Whitewater part sounds fun to me. When does a boulder come? What is that? Is it on the side? Or are you
whitewater? No.
Like, how does that work?
The whitewater comes from the boulders.
Okay.
And the drop in the elevation.
Okay.
And I know so much about this because that kid asked so many damn questions. gorge drops 40 feet per mile.
Okay.
And, like, the Grand Canyon drops, like, 10. So the Grand Canyon isn't nearly as steep, but the water's much higher. The boulders are like cars, the size of cars, and they're just everywhere. And so when it drops and there are boulders, like, it's just... But here's the thing. This guy, it's 15 miles, 10 different rapids.
How long does it take?
Oh, gosh. We stop for lunch.
Feed the horses.
7 hours, yeah. Something like that.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it's all day. It was all day.
Oh, I didn't realize it was that long.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And it's like he knows exactly what to do. He knows we're going to hit this rock on the left. Like, he's done it 2,000 times.
Yeah.
Which I was very happy about.
I was going to say, that's not a bad thing.
But Phoebe was blown away. Phoebe is so much more mature than me. She is not one of these kids who watches Hawaii 5-0 and she's going to move to Hawaii. And by the time we left, she's like, I'm going to go to college in Boulder and I'm going to work here in the summers.
So it took her off of California. She's now going.
She had already dropped California.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow, that's
and
impressive.
And I'm like, I'm pushing
Good.
It. I'm pushing it because in 2 years when she moves, I can move.
Wow.
Yeah.
You loved it that much.
I did. Yeah.
And the weather?
I mean,
did we already talk about that?
No. It's Colorado at 12,000 feet, so I'm sure the winters can be brutal. But while we were out there, 48. At night, 78 during the day.
Oh, that's nice.
Very low humidity. It was just wonderful.
So where you stayed, so you were in a house or
a condo?
And was there a village or, restaurant, shops by you?
Yeah, Keystone is one of the smaller villages. It's probably like 2 or 3 city blocks with bars and restaurants and grocery stores. But then, like, we went to Vail and Breckenridge, and that's like 2 Frontenacs.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's big and there's a million things. And we went up 2 different mountains on gondolas. And
that's always fun.
Phoebe and her boyfriend Christian was with us, and they were going to ride a roller coaster on the top of a mountain.
Oh, okay.
But there was weather blowing.
Wait, you didn't do it?
Oh my God, I did not want to do it. And I was wearing my Birkenstocks, not realizing I was going to have to hike. We took the wrong gondola up, and we had to hike about 3 miles laterally in my Birks.
Oh.
So my feet looked like Jesus by the time I got there. And I walked in, and the lady goes, "Oh, I'm sorry. You can't go on the roller coaster. You need closed-toed shoes." And I wanted to French kiss her. I'm like, "Lady, let's do it."
You're
because
so happy.
I've never been so in love with any woman. And so I bought the $30 tickets for each of the kids. They waited in line. The storm's blowing through. I can hear them on the walkie-talkie. They're about to like make everyone leave the mountain.
Oh.
Phoebe takes off, and they blow a horn, and they shut the whole thing down.
Oh, man.
So she was literally the last person.
Oh, my God.
And so it's lightning everywhere, and the storm's blowing in, and my little angel's like, woo!
So
she's on the roller coaster.
What did she say when she came back? Was she? Did
she was mad because the little fat kid in front of her kept hitting the brakes. For real?
How could you hit the... I don't even understand
you're on like a scooter thing.
Oh, okay.
And you have brakes. And this
was she scared, though?
This little wiener. I mean, I'm sure she was scared at first, but then you realize, oh, I'm probably not going to leave the tracks. But this little kid just kept hitting the brakes and slowing her down. So she was salty about that. She's a Glover.
In his defense, there was lightning.
Yeah, I doubt the lightning
I would
want
to go faster to get back right? and put on the brakes.
I don't know why that didn't occur to him.
But then we had to literally sprint to get before they shut the gondolas down.
Dave, this sounds so fun.
It was. It was so much fun. So great.
Well, we're glad to have you back.
I'm glad to be back. I really, truly am. Like, I wouldn't be surprised at all if I moved out there.
Really? You can see yourself? Because you've been there before.
Yep. And I'm sure it's like anywhere else. You people who moved to Hawaii or wherever, you're like, okay, I get it. I'm over it. I'm sure that happens and you equalize and it doesn't have the same, you know, we habituate to everything.
That's true.
But you know what? I'll habituate to the mountains.
Well, you can ride a motorcycle. I mean, you liked that too.
I did.
Okay.
It was super great. So I have tons of stories. I have tons of show prep because we drove and I drove the entire time. And so I've got about 30 hours of just thinking under my belt.
Great.
Oof.
Yeah. So this show will be an all-timer. It could be the worst of all time, but I've got so many thoughts to get to. Let me do my first live in a week and a half. Oh, by the way, Rach is gone. Of course, she'll be back tomorrow. And Trish is running the board here for the first time, right? You ran a million boards.
Yeah, but this is a lot different. I'm having a mini heart attack.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. But, you know, did you notice the music didn't start right away? And I don't know why it didn't start. So I need Andrew to tell me why after this.
So we're relying
Dave's
on
like, oh,
Andrew
good start.
to be the savior.
Yes, but I don't
And Andrew only got trained on this 2 weeks ago, so.
Here's the deal. Because you and Rachel have worked together for a really long time, and you, Rachel, and Andrew have worked together for a really long time. So this is my first time doing this. I don't want you to be annoyed or upset
Too
or
late.
Bothered by today after that first one.
Yes.
Got it out of the way.
Okay.
I don't want you to
Here's
be annoyed.
A little clue about me that Andrew and Sue will absolutely vouch for. Things like that do not bother me.
It's true.
I've never once been bothered. I know other personalities are like, damn it, what happened to the blah?
Okay.
That's 10 seconds
we'll
less I have to talk.
We got about three and a half hours. We'll see if you change your mind.
Yeah, it's going to be fine. Welcome back, guys. DGS 223, first day back from vacation. So pardon me, I'm going to talk a little bit about vacation and then move on to other things. So it's about 13 hours out there, which I came in at about 11. Like, this should not be a point of pride for me. Because
a little lead foot there.
Because I put my daughter and her boyfriend in danger, but I don't care. Not once was I not the fastest person on the highway.
Dave.
The entire time. Not one time did someone get behind me and be like, come on, dude.
Let me ask you this. Did you plug it in? Was this like a Waze situation where you're trying to beat the time they estimate for you?
Oh, my God. You know me too well.
I was going to say, because that
You know me too well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, we're in the car in Colorado. I'm like, give the address to the house. And they say, to the minute, here's what it should be. And I wanted to get ahead of that because they're, that's based on the speed limit, which is for chumps.
Well, of course.
So I'm rocking at about 95 going through Kansas.
And then
we'd you're lucky you didn't get pulled over.
Yes.
I know. Then we would pull over to go to the bathroom, and I'm like, go! Go! What are you doing? You don't need Pringles! Because
you actually stopped at a place. You didn't make him go on the side.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, because sometimes I had to go. And
there you have it.
And there is nothing waiting for me.
No.
I don't have to like be home at a certain time. We could have spent the night somewhere. But the stupid phone said like 9:18, and I'm like 9:18 my ass. You watch this.
9:18. I can do it in 8.
And so the kids.
So wait, how much earlier did you get there than what it said?
Hour and a half.
Dave, good Lord, that's
You're
fast.
Amazing.
I'm not kidding. Hour and a half. And here's the thing. I can't get it out of my system. I am so used to getting up on people's asses and doing this. What are we doing?
Oh, Dave.
What are we doing?
This is, oh.
And they're like, and people were terrified of me. I'm in this big, giant Yukon. I'm just like, back, back. And so I'm back home. Going through the lazy streets of St. Louis, I'm just like, what are we doing here?
This is not a good habit to be in. I'm just saying.
You just can't give me any kind of challenge.
I know you can't.
If only life had been like this. Let's be honest. I've been very successful at this because I lucked into it. I went to law school. I was a terrible lawyer. I probably could have gotten to med school. I would have left hundreds of bodies in my wake. I would have killed everyone.
And
for sure. And so I'm not great at like challenges that mean anything, but if Siri tells me it's going to take 13 hours,
you're beating it. Did the kids realize what you were doing?
Oh, yeah.
Well, were they like, hey, dad, at any point?
They knew they couldn't maybe fight just it. Plus, they slept half the way each time.
Oh, that's good, actually. Yeah.
Lucky them.
Yeah. Like, we took off at 6 in the morning to head out there, and they went to bed. Christian stayed over and went to bed at, like, 2.
I gotcha.
And so they just walked out like zombies, laid down.
Went to bed.
And woke up in Colorado.
That's great.
That's the best way to travel.
Yeah. That's a long drive for one person to make.
Yeah.
It is.
I mean, you got that feeling, like, when you got out, like, you're dizzy and, like, really not yourself. Jelly legs.
I might be kind of good at it. Like, oh, yeah, for sure. Like, there were points where I'm, like, talking to a Smurf next to me. Should we stop?
Smurfs.
Papa Smurf's like, you didn't go another hour.
Smurf advice.
And then I have this thing where I eat Reese's Pieces, but I only eat one per mile. I started this when...
Like, seriously? You
for real. I started this when Nick and I would go to Florida.
Oh, my God.
And about an hour into my first time, Nick goes, okay, are you eating one per mile? Because you're averaging one per mile. And I'm like, what? I don't know what you're talking about. He's like, dude, you're making me nuts. You put a new one in every mile marker. And I had to come clean because of my OCD. I'm like, I can't help it. I can't stop. I can't stop.
I am oddly attracted to that system.
I'm oddly attracted to you, too.
Something. I'm just saying.
That's what I thought she
Let's go to Colorado.
No,
I thought she was like,
come on.
Confess her.
I can have us there in 10 hours, Sue.
No,
we'll start a whole new life.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what happened. Pieces. I thought that was a great system. 1 mile. It keeps you going.
Hey, feel free to steal it. You're my wife.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No. 234 DGS. That's where I lived a lifetime driving because I was all alone. The kids were asleep.
Yeah.
This is so embarrassing. At one point, I shed real tears over how much I feel like I owe to the band Queen.
What?
Okay, I did not see that coming.
Can you explain that?
I was just like, I'd been driving for 8 hours and the kids were asleep.
Deep thoughts.
And I had my first earbuds, which I ruined by going swimming in them because I'm an idiot. But at that point, they were working. And I just like, I started like pick an artist. I'm like, okay, Queen. And after like the fifth song, I'm just like, they've just meant so much to me. And I'm like for real shedding tears, like I'm on camera or something, and I'm doing like
a retrospective.
A Freddie Mercury. Yeah, I'm just like, oh my God, you got to pull it together.
Well, can you give us a little insight into why they meant that much?
Just like when I was a kid, the first time I heard Bohemian Rhapsody, and then just they're just so good, and I'm just thinking like these four guys dedicated their life, and you know,
you're like, all right, I need to stop.
Yeah,
I need
a break. For real, I'm like,
I need a little rest.
Kids, we're pulling over. And then you guys know me. I can be moody, but I'm not a mean person. I'm never gonna be like, oh my God, he's such a jerk. And at one point when I was racing the clock and I'm so hungry. And so we pull over in some little jerkwater town at some little gas station called like Paula's or something. And I'm looking for the hot food like I'm at a QT. I just want like a chicken biscuit. And, you know, I'm taking too long and waiting in line. And I get up there to Paula. I'm like, where's the hot food? And she goes, hot food? And I'm like, you know, like chicken biscuit. And she's like, chicken biscuit? And I just do this. And I just storm out. I'm sure she's still talking about this bald,
didn't get nothing.
Bald gorilla of a man. No, I didn't get anything.
Oh, that's such a Dave thing. Can't even.
Paula, it's food that's hot. Help me out. Let's help each other.
The chicken biscuit.
Let's work on the first word.
That was
hot. Second word, food. Put them together. Give me a chicken biscuit, Paula. I got back in the car. I'm like, you should drive back and apologize.
I can't believe you just walked out to get anything.
I kept seeing, I feel like I'm the only one who noticed these things, but I kept seeing billboards for a must-see quilt shop.
Okay, I love it.
And for real, I'm like, I better go.
You have to. Dave,
what
it's must-see.
Is everyone naked? Like,
no, it's just quilts. I love that.
Yes, but what would be must-see about them? Well, are they unlike any quilts ever made before?
I have no idea.
Then there was one for the Pioneer Museum, which is fine, but it said exit now, and it's 167 miles north.
Maybe is that a Colorado thing of some
Has
sort?
One person, one human ever done that?
Too bad they didn't put in small letters at the bottom, we have hot food.
Oh, you persuaded me. Only 160 it. More miles, I'm getting off here.
67
oh,
miles north.
Hey, I really kids, wish you would have checked it out for us,
want to see how
though,
the pioneers lived?
Just so we could know what was there.
I'm going to look up the quilts. That was intriguing.
And for some reason, like, look, if you want to be a billionaire, go put Quick Trips in Kansas.
They don't have any?
There's nothing. Like, you'll go 80 miles, and they have signs marking roads. And there's no, like, McKinley. It's all like Fart Blossom Lane. And you're like, I wonder if Fart Blossom Lane has hot food. And there's nothing. Nothing.
Okay, if it's not a QT, what's their thing? Is it Circle K? They don't have
no. I'm talking like there's no services
at all.
That's the kind of place where you pass an exit because you're like, oh, I can make it. I can hold it. And then there's like nothing.
I only had one meltdown, too. It was in Hayes, Kansas, which if I learned that Hayes, Kansas blew up, I'm going to chuckle. And I had passed up a bunch of towns because I just wanted to eat something. This is after Paula's. I just need hot food. And I see they have a bunch of stuff. So I'm going to go through McDonald's and I pull off and I see the orange cones and it's like all this construction.
Oh.
And I had to go 2 miles out of my way and I go through the McDonald's and I'm like, kids, what do you want? And they're like, I don't want anything. I'm like, you don't want anything. Now we're fine. So I get 2 cheeseburgers, no fries, and I go, and I'm just so mad. And I'm, no one has ever eaten cheeseburgers more angry. No one has ever shoved anything down their gullet and been more pissed
Wait,
about
I'm
it.
Wait, I'm sorry. Are you mad because of Paula and because the kids don't want anything?
No, I'm just
or
mad
because, you
because
had to
I just
so
took
long.
12 minutes off my schedule to shove a couple of cheeseburgers. I didn't even taste them. I just needed, like, calories.
And nobody wanted anything. What was the go-to snack? What are the kids eating?
Oh, that's a good question.
Oh, they packed a bunch of stuff, but I didn't see them eating a whole bunch.
Huh. All right. Hmm.
I also had this thought. Andrew, you'll appreciate this. I've said many times, had I lived 50,000 years ago, or let's be reasonable, 5,000 years ago, and they're like, hey, Dave, we've had this new invention called a bridge. Like, we'd still be on the same side. I'm not that guy. However, how did it take them so long to get to the wheel? Right? Like, boulders roll. Everything that's a circle rolls. Oranges roll. Apples roll. How did it? I understand maybe 2 generations of people just stare at them and don't do anything. How did we go like 100,000 years before someone said, what if we just stuck a stick through the middle of that thing?
Because it's not really an invention, right? Like, I mean, circles
existed.
It's
right there.
Yeah, circles existed.
You almost have to avoid it.
Right.
Which we did for tens of thousands of years. Tens of thousands of generations looked at it and went, I see nothing.
Well, you sit on a rock when it's rolling, and yeah, you get somewhere for a few feet, but then you just fall off the darn thing.
These are the kinds of thoughts that I'm having on the road, shoving cheeseburgers down my mouth, angry.
Having a conversation with Papa Smurf. And
yes.
Like, and he's like, you're right, Dave. I don't know why they didn't.
You'd have thought of it first thing off, Dave. You're the smartest guy in this car.
Would you do that drive again by yourself? I know you like drives, and you've said you like road trips, but that is a long time for one person to drive.
I mean, I wouldn't do it today. If a year from now, yeah, I would definitely do it again. Because you only remember the good stuff.
Yeah.
That's true.
Like Paula.
Like Paula. Poor Paula. If you, I said to the kids when we were pulling in the driveway, I was never that mean to any one person on the road. Like, I didn't get right up on their bumper and honk or anything.
Okay, good.
But there were hundreds of people who looked in their rearview mirror and saw Cold Stone Steve Austin in a giant white Yukon.
That guy must be in a hurry.
Talking to himself.
Who was like, geez, dude, and
look
pulled over. There were hundreds of those people.
Get off my back.
If you aggregated all 515 seconds of anger at me, I'm Hitler. Like, I'm instantly the worst guy anyone's ever met.
Sounds pleasant.
Now, had you been with me, like, in the passenger seat, I doubt I would have been like that, but I'm on my own. I'm left to my own devices in my own head.
Yeah, there is something, too, about when you have people in the back seat, but they're asleep, and you're in the path,
trying
and you're
to stay
driving.
Awake.
Yeah, well, there's a particular set of
and
something.
It was a Yukon, so they're
way
28
back.
Feet behind me. Like,
yeah.
We're not even communicating.
But everybody who's ever been on a road trip has run into one of you.
Oh, for
like,
oh,
what
yeah.
is up with this guy?
Yeah.
I'm not moving. I am not moving. I am not letting him by. That's what I would have done.
Oh, by the way, the best idea we've had on the show in 5 years was Andrew's. He texted it to me yesterday. Trish Fight Club.
Ooh.
Because you're constantly fighting people. I love that.
Well, I'm not starting fights. I'm finishing them.
Oh boy.
That's not any different.
I don't pick fights with people. Sure. I'm just gonna stick up for people.
You just make sure you're there when the fight's done.
Right. Well, what about the fight you have when no one else is involved? Who are you sticking up for then?
What?
Like you've had a bunch of fights when no one else was around, just the guy.
Well, that person started it.
I know, but you're not sticking up for some. You're not like Spider-Man.
I'm sticking up for myself.
So who did you fight while I was gone?
Oh, I didn't really get in a fight with anybody. We had a little issue yesterday at the DMV.
Oh, really?
It's a whole thing.
People were cutting back.
Yeah, we go. Okay.
All right, Trish Fight Club when we come back. Welcome back, guys. DGS. Coming up in the next hour, we have Chef Sorensen, who does Food is Love on PBS. He's a local guy. He'll be in studio with us. Wheeler's joining us. We have Chet Bleben coming up later in the show to talk about Cuomo. Scott Dixon, who is sort of the stud for the IndyCar racing circuit, is coming in live at 5 p.m. to talk about the Bomarito 500. We have an alien hunter coming up. We have Lou Klein from St. Louis Gym Center to talk about what the twisties are with Simone Biles. We have a hell of a show.
That's good.
Trish. Before we get into who you were going to fight, on my show prep, I've written down Rough Trish. Do you have any idea why?
Rough Trish.
Rough Trish.
No. Is that maybe because of this and the Fight Club thing?
No, I don't think so. I wrote it down yesterday.
Trish.
Rough Trish.
Mm-mm. Could be Rouge?
No.
Nothing?
Diamond in the Rough?
That's probably it.
Yeah, that's it.
So who did you almost fight and why?
So I was at the DMV. So that's how the story starts. You can imagine where it went. There were 8 people in front of me, 2 people working on it. So, okay.
Wait, are you doing driver's license or some sort of license for your car kind of deal?
No, I had to renew my license because it's going to expire on my birthday.
Okay.
And I was trying to get the real ID, the thing you
need. Do you have to do that when you're 60?
Yeah.
You're such a jerk. I couldn't even be mad because I was like... I wanted to be mad at that. I was trying to get the real ID thing too, the thing you need to travel.
Yeah,
I don't know. I honestly don't know if I got it or not.
What?
I don't know. Because by the time I got up there, there were 8 people in front of me. Then twice this happened. Someone walks in and goes to the front of the line. And I heard groans behind me. I'm like, all right, there's going to be a fight here today. And they got right in. And the woman, I said, why did they go in front? And the lady behind me said, I don't know. And then the woman in front of me figured it out. If you're there without the proper paperwork, they give you a line pass. So you can go home and get it.
That's
come
no.
back.
No.
Yes.
Wow.
And it happened twice. I had been there an hour and a half in line. 2 times people cut in. Like, you don't have the proper paperwork. That's not my fault.
Wow.
What a terrible system.
Right? So I said to the lady in back of me, I said, if one more person walks in, I'm going to tackle him. Do you have my back?
What'd she say?
She started laughing. Little did she know I was serious. But then I got up to the front. And, so the lady in front of me was really quick. I was like, ooh, good job. You were really quick. So I got up to the person. And we were doing my thing. They're like, did you know her? Was that your friend? I'm like, oh, no, we were just commiserating because of the line and the people who were jumping. It was David, by the way, at the Oakville, and he was very helpful. So he said Jeff City makes them give those out. Like, it's a thing.
It's a state thing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Like, so I get the thought.
Yeah.
But that really screws the people behind
you.
Yeah.
And why is it so hard to bring the it is. I'm not saying it to those people because it really is for me too. Why is it so hard to bring the proper documents? Because I almost didn't have the right ones either. They tell you exactly on the card what to bring, but
I know.
There's room, exactly, because I brought a bill. I brought this bill, that bill. Nope. And they will not accept anything digitally.
Yeah.
Like, you can't show something on your phone.
It's one of the things... In 2021, that to me is the dumbest, that we still have to do this, you know?
What?
Yeah.
Anything. What? It's so dumb to me the DMV even exists. Like, why
just
can't
to renew
you just do
all
it
that.
All
yes.
online? Just
yes.
do it online.
Yes. Oh, and the other thing I thought was odd, I had my phone, I don't know, I was playing with my phone, and he asked me to lower it. So he asked me to lower my phone, so it wasn't up by... the desk. Like, I don't know if they thought I was going to film something or if I was secretly.
Okay. I'm sure, like, there are people from the DMV listening right now. And I'm sure you're not monsters, but you seem like it to us because it seems like you want us to fail.
Yeah, I get that.
Look, I kind of get it. You heard how salty I was driving on a vacation. If I were there watching swamp goat after swamp goat walk up with the wrong stuff, by the end of the day, I'm like, screw these people.
Well, the real ID, though, is a bigger deal because you have to travel. So I get why you have to show up and show something.
By the time I got up there, I said, I'd like the real ID, but if I can't get it, just give me the driver's license because I'm not fooling around with it. So that's why I don't know what I had. And for that, you actually needed a piece of paper to show your social security number. Like, you couldn't just verbally tell them.
Yes.
But I don't know if he let me slide or not. I don't know because I did not have, I can't find my card.
I don't Did you have a passport, Trish?
Uh-huh.
Then you might be okay. I can't remember.
No,
if
I don't think it's on your passport. Anyway. I almost got in a fight, but I didn't.
I'm proud
very mature of you.
Good for you. You're making progress.
Thank you.
You only threatened to fight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.